بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رجل يا رسول الله، رجل منا يلقى أخاه وقال صديقه أينحني له؟ قال: لا. قال: أفيلتزمه ويقبله؟ قال: لا. قال: فيأخذ بيده ويصافحه؟ قال: نعم. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن. This hadith, most of it we completed the discussion yesterday. Just to reiterate and to complete one or two aspects that remain, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, someone meets his brother or his friend, should he bow down before him in greeting?" To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied in the negative and said, "No." Should he embrace and kiss him? Again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No." Then he said that he takes his hand and he makes musafaha, he shakes his hand. To this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded in the affirmative and he said, "Yes." We mentioned yesterday that the great Imam of Aqaid and Beliefs, Abu Mansur Maturidi rahimahullah, in his kitab Matalib al-Mu'mineen, he has mentioned that to kiss the ground before another or bow down without the intention of worship, this in itself constitutes a major sin. However, to do so with the intention of ibadat and worship is an act of kufr. However, when it comes to embracing or kissing someone, this, in other words, kissing the hand of someone, for example, one's elderly parents or one's mother or father, out of respect, to greet them by kissing the forehead, kissing the hand, etc., embracing them, this will be permissible. If you greet someone, your friend, etc., the caution that ulama ikram mention, particularly male to male or female to female, we have to be extremely careful. There should not be an element of sexual desire, etc., as this will be reprehensible. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions to kiss the hand of someone out of religious reasons, appreciation of the person's knowledge, the individual's chastity, his abstinence, his piety, etc., then, in fact, this would be something that is mustahab. It would not be makruh or reprehensible in any way. However, one caution, ulama ikram mentioned, you meet someone, you show reverence, respect to that person, kiss his hand, etc., but not because of his piety or his abstinence or his chastity, but you are doing it because of his worldly wealth or his worldly status, giving reverence and honor to someone because of their dunya or their worldly status. This, ulama ikram say, will be makruh. And according to some ulama, it's haram also to do that. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا. Allah Ta'ala says, do not even look with envy at the wealth of another person. This is زهرة الحياة الدنيا. This is just the zenith and attraction, superficial attraction of the dunya. Valuable is deen, valuable is taqwa, valuable is piety. So if you show reverence and honor to someone out of his piety, that there is no problem. But when it comes to dunya, there ulama ikram give us the precaution or the caution that this should not be the foundation of honoring or revering someone. In fact, like we mentioned, some ulama say haram and some ulama say that it is makruh. Coming back to the issue of where this person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَفَيَلْتَزِمُهُ وَيُقَبِّلُهُ, should he embrace and kiss him to greet someone? To this Rasulullah said no. But as we mentioned yesterday, that based on other ahadith, this prohibition which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned of embracing, etc., relates to frequent meeting. You don't embrace and kiss someone and hug someone every time you meet them. However, when there's some necessity, someone who is close, revered by you, honored by you, enjoys a close association with you, a close friend or relative, and such a person is leaving or returning from a journey, then to embrace and greet that person, kiss the person, there is no prohibition. And this hadith, what the prohibition which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this person, أَفَيَلْتَزِمُهُ وَيُقَبِّلُهُ, should he embrace and kiss him? To this Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. This ulama ikram say it refers to frequent meeting, frequent greeting, someone that you meet very, very regularly. You should not engage into, not get into this habit or practice that every time, as it will become cumbersome. And in fact, it will become a joke after a while. So, we have to be careful in that regard. One Safwan bin Assal radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala yahudiyun li ashabihi, اذهب بنا إلى هذا النبي فأتيا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله عن 9 آيات بينات فذكر الحديث إلى قوله فقبل يده ورجله وقال نشهد أنك نبي رواه الترمذي وغيره بأسانيد صحيحة. This hadith refers to an incident which occurred, interaction between the Jews that were resident in Medina Munawwara and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Previous ahadith we have mentioned a little bit of history and background, just to reiterate so that we can understand this hadith in its context. Ulama ikram mentioned that kana aslul yahud min misr, min bani Israel. The Jews of Medina Munawwara originally were from Egypt, from the bani Israel. Israel is one of the names of Yaqub alayhi salam. He had 2 sons, Yusuf and Ishaq alayhi salam. The bani Israel were from the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam. ثم انتقلوا إلى الشام إلى الأرض المقدسة التي قال لهم نبيهم موسى عليه السلام يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم. They were originally from, like we mentioned, Bani Israel, from the progeny of Yaqub عليه السلام. Yaqub عليه السلام was the son of Ishaq عليه السلام. The 2 sons, sorry, just to mention again, I made a mistake, the 2 sons of Ismail alayhi salam, of Ibrahim alayhi salam, were Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. From Ishaq alayhi salam was Yaqub alayhi salam, and thereafter the Jews who were resident in Misr, in Egypt. From there they moved or they migrated to Syria, which is referred to Ard al-Sham, which is Ardul Muqaddasa, is a blessed and a sacred land. Musa alayhi salam said to them, Ya qawmi idkhulu al-ardal muqaddasata allati kataballahu lakum, that O my nation, enter into the blessed land which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon you. In their scriptures, there was mention, in other words, the scriptures that were revealed to Musa alayhi salam, أَنَّهُ سَيُبْعَثُ نَبِيٌّ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ وَأَنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ مِنْ مَكَّةٍ وَمُهَاجِرُهُ الْمَدِينَةِ. In the scriptures was mentioned that the last prophet will come and his birthplace will be Makkah Mukarrama. He will make hijrat and he will migrate to Medina Munawwara. فهاجر كثير منهم من الشام إلى المدينة لأنه قد نوه عن فضله في التوراة والإنجيل. They had read about the virtue of this last prophet, and that amongst the Jews also there would be those that will follow this last prophet. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إسرهم الأغلال التي كانت عليهم. The Quran tells us, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran of the mention of the last prophet that was in the Torah and the Injil, the books that were revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So the Bani Israel were well aware of the prophecy and the information regarding the last prophet, and that his hijrat place will be Madina Munawwara. So many of them, out of the virtue of the last prophet, having read about him in their scriptures, they migrated to Madina Munawwara. As I mentioned previously, they were from three branches, the Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, and Banu Qurayza. These were the prominent tribes of the Jews that lived in Madina Munawwara. And they were so convinced of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that at times they would get into arguments. Maybe any argument used to take place between them and the residents, in other words, the non-Jews of Madina Munawwara. And they would tell them, if the argument got heated, that, you know what, you people just wait a little while, our prophet is coming, the last prophet is coming. And كانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا. They would say that when he comes, we will put you to death, we will overpower you, because Allah Ta'ala's help will be with us, we will be with the last prophet. Allah Ta'ala says to this extent, كانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا. And then Allah Ta'ala says, when finally he came, ما عرفوا, they recognized him. They knew that this was the last prophet because the description was already there in their scriptures. How well they recognized him? يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. To this extent, Allah Ta'ala says, they made ma'rifat, they recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognized their own children. It was their inad, their enmity, their stubbornness that became an obstacle to them bringing iman and fulfilling what was originally the mission and motivation of their forefathers migrating to Madina Munawwara to become the helpers and followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنَّهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. They were told, it was written in the Torah and Injil, Nabi Ummi, the last prophet is going to come. And there were various descriptions given with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As is the case, not all of them were what we call on kufr or on inad or on stubbornness. There were a few sincere ones amongst them. This incident refers to some one or two of the sincere amongst the Jew. Like, we find the alim, there were one or two ulama amongst the Jew also, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and others, that were sincere. And when they saw the signs on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they accepted iman. In any case, this is, we have run out of time. This incident refers to one particular group. Now, those that were sincere, they saw the signs, but obviously some time had passed. So when they came into this first contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times they would try and test him to see if he fulfilled certain conditions that were mentioned in the Torah and Injil, that you will see certain signs in the last prophet. This, like I said, this interaction and this incident refers to one such sign. Inshallah, we'll continue.